Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with one of our favorite folks on the planet, Barbara Weltman, tax attorney, expert on small business taxes, one of the most recognized experts on small business taxes in the world. Her J.K. Lasser series, Small Business Taxes 2020, right, for example. I'm sure the 21 will be out pretty soon. This is for your 2019 return, folks. And so many other. Barbara, I need your website, please.
The website is bigideasforsmallbusiness.com.
Every
where you can
day.
Get not only the books, but my idea of the day.
Every
which
day.
Comes in
I get
your inbox.
I get her precious little note on what we should be paying attention to. Comes in my email, folks. You'll be glad you did. And it makes my day just to see her name on in my inbox. Barbara, keep up the good work. You're indefatigable. So what else do we need to know about our tax situation with all of the abatements? If you filed an extension back in I filed an extension before we knew they were going to move the date. Okay, so my extension was in place.
Well, that extension is still good.
And that's my point. Is if you filed an extension, don't worry about it. Just act like it's a regular year, right?
Precisely. And if you can't file by July 15th, file an extension
request. You
can
still do it. Yeah. They have it.
And then you have until October for your individual return.
October 15th, yeah.
So there are a lot of things that you have to do by July 15th. One is if you want to put money in for your 2019 IRA, if you're eligible to do it, July 15th is the deadline, whether or not you get a filing.
So they moved the IRA debt drop dead date from April 15th, that got moved too to July 15th.
Correct.
Yeah.
So did the deadline for putting money into health savings accounts for 2019. So if you had a high deductible health plan in 2019 and you want to contribute money, mm-hmm. again, July 15th is the deadline with or without an extension. And another thing to think about is it's the deadline for filing for a refund of taxes that the government owes you from back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if you miss this deadline, even if they owe you money, even if it's legitimate,
they
you're
think there's
never
billions of
back.
Dollars in unclaimed refunds, don't they?
Billions. So really think about doing that.
That's a little bit of an esoteric cohort, in a way. These are people who did not file 2016 returns at all, right?
Primarily. It's people who did not file. Now, some people didn't file because they were below the filing deadline, below the threshold. So they had withholding on wages and just didn't mm-hmm. file a return because they didn't have to. And some people just didn't file a return because they never filed a return. They
should've. Could you get into trouble if you didn't file?
You know, you better come into compliance because if you didn't file a return, there's no statute of limitations on audit.
And
so
you can run, but you can't hide, folks. The IRS will find you. They'll get you.
Yeah, and you know what? They're, if you come forward first, they're more willing to negotiate, reduce penalties, deal with things. So mm-hmm. you come forward and get right with the IRS rather than wait till they find you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, they do. They do have a certain group that carry weapons, by the way, folks. So, all right, what else do we need to know, Barb?
Well, I think we need to keep an eye on what's going on with taxes this year because this is going to be an unprecedented year. We've had I don't know how many tax related bills already this year, three so far, mm-hmm. and it seems like we're not finished yet. And there may be more stimulus checks.
What do you
checks.
Think?
There
yeah,
may
that's
be
right.
more. There may be more incentives for businesses. There are a lot of very interesting proposals floating around, such as a tax credit for businesses that have to provide protective, personal protective equipment,
right. PPE.
And other things to be coronavirus safe. And so that's one of the proposals floating around. There are so many things going on that I think we can't be slack about watching what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things are only going to be for 2020. And so if you don't take action in 2020,
right.
you're going to be out of luck.
And here's the thing, Barbara. I mean, as good as the intentions are for some of these things, and they are trying to help, I do get the idea. It is easy to see that the government is trying to help us with this, deal with this. But at the same time, we're trying to keep our businesses afloat. We're trying to come out of an unprecedented pandemic shutdown, and now we've got to deal with all this new technology, this new tax tech stuff. This is when you've got to have. I mean, if you didn't have a CPA relationship before, you got to get one now, I think. What do you think?
I think that's excellent advice. I write my books because I think business owners should be informed about taxes so they can make tax-savvy business decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, almost all small businesses use CPAs or other tax advisors to prepare returns.
To prepare the returns.
I suggest that they need to use them as business advisors.
Exactly
that
right.
It's just not once-a-year kind of thing. It should be year-round, mm-hmm. to be informed of these changes as they occur, to make decisions on whether or not to take advantage of.
And with Barbara's book in your hand, folks, you can become a better client of your CPA, because you don't need to be uninformed. You may not need to be the expert. Let them be the expert, but Barbara's books will inform you so you can be a better client of your CPA and get a better tax result. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Welpin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.